Good evening. We are officially convened tonight to hear House File 2957. Would you care to move House File 2957?
Yes, I would move House File 2957 and recommend that it pass and be sent to the Finance Committee. This is the bill that's going to be the vehicle for a delete all amendments, and I just wanted to tell you a tiny bit about it. Representative Hansen, I just think you should be up here. So I just want to tell you a couple of things about the proposal that is going to be before you, and that is, anytime, first of all, there is no target for this committee for bonding. What we are putting on the table is something we think is reasonable, coming from Environment and Natural Resources. We have tried to be as absolutely fair as possible in allocating around the state. And one of the principles that we operated under was job creation. You will see a somewhat different kind of bill than you've seen before, because we have been thinking about the lack of jobs in Minnesota and the need for people to work. So that means more restoration, that means more deferred maintenance, I mean, basically. So the other principle we tried to use was $1 gets more than one job done. We tried not to use silos, but to use our dollars that way. So with that, I would like to, this is Leal Amendment, there is a spreadsheet, and some other kinds of things that will be coming around for you. And while this is coming around, I have to tell you what an absolute fabulous staff we have. We come together to hear 100-ish bills, to get together and do a delete all amendments that is well drafted, to do a spreadsheet that is well done. Just fabulous folks working here. And for the folks who organized, the committee folks who organized to bring this to you. So, we have a delete all amendment and a spreadsheet, and I think it's the easiest to, I'm going to move to amend this delete all amendment D3 onto House File 2957, but I think maybe I should go with spreadsheet with you first. Okay? Okay. You see, this is traditional, the governor's request and what the chair's recommendations are, and in this case, you see three folks in front of you because Representative Hansen is the Bowser part of the bill, and Representative Moe worked on the trails part of the bill. Two of the complicated parts, so they're going to talk to you about those when we get to them. We'll start with the statewide asset preservation. It's not going to seem intuitive that that's one place that we lowered the governor's recommendation. But that's only because when it gets to parks, we are fully funding the DNR's deferred maintenance of $12 million in this coming biennium. So that's why you see that lower number. There are flood hazard mitigation grants with several specific ones outlined under that. The Crookston flood mitigation grant is because the hockey arena has to be moved there. I think I don't need to read all these to you, certainly can read them just as well as I can. The groundwatering and monitoring wells is something a little bit different, because this is going to be for the Mount Simon Hinckley Aquifer, which underlies much of the metro area, but goes beyond in some places. And we are proposing that DNR proposed that there be a six-phase pulley with bonding to do well monitoring for some 15 wells. The problem is that in the state we need about $120 million just to monitor our groundwater. We're way far behind. It would take about 6,000 wells. So we are proposing that folks who use the water pay a 0.0002, so it's 0.002 of a cent a gallon, for the monitoring wells to monitor the aquifer that they're using for drinking water. You heard Representative Hansen's Mississippi River Aquatic Invasive Species Barriers, and that is in here. Lots of traditional things in here. You've heard them all. I think I just go down to one that's a little bit different, unless you have questions, and I'm stopping at on line 28 at the wildlife area acquisition and improvement, where the governor recommended $10 million. We're putting in 14. We are saying, we're doing this a little bit different, saying that 5% of the money can go back and be used to restore all wildlife wildlife habitat areas that need restoring, that $3 million can be used to restore the ones that are acquired, and that we will have $3 million at this point into the metropolitan area. What's different is we're also asking DNR to come back to us with a plan that we can harvest the grasses from those areas after wildlife has left. So it will be late fall. So we don't have anything specific there. So that's going to be something that DNR can talk to us about. If I'll just go down here, and we're getting to lines 34 and 35, and there are, this is what DNR has given to the committee, and we have handed it out before. You may not have seen it. This is their new and deferred maintenance bondable project sorted by biennium, and we are essentially funding this biennium. Not essentially, we are fully funding this biennium. Deferred maintenance at $12 million, new project at 8. And if you want to see exactly what's involved here, there is a list, and you should have that. You can see the regional parks that have been done. And I think we're going to go to trails now. If you want to talk about trails, Representative Moll.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On your spreadsheet, we have local trail. It's down at regional and local trail grant number 50. Total is 5,480. That will be divided up in your bill. In your bill, on page 15, in the middle of the page, you know, the bill. That will be divided up. And again, just all these questions that I was asking the committee, that Representative Ansel was going to dive at, asking for, making sure we had regional parity with the trails, making sure that there was significant local match, that the trails were ready to go this year so we could both create jobs and make sure our money wasn't going to be sitting in the bank. And so based on that criteria, the projects that we decided to include in our bill were the Mississippi River Bridge. They were asking for considerable more than that, but this is, the author told us that at least if we had $100,000, we'd be able to keep that project alive. It's a great opportunity. Stearns County, the Ricori Trail, connecting two state trails, a great deal of local match in that project that will be leveraged by that. The same with the Clara City Trail for $225,000. Spring Lake Park Trail, $100,000 will leverage many times that amount. The Rice Creek North Regional Trail, while we didn't quite fund the inflationary number that was asked for, we were almost exactly at the original number, and that leverages over $7 million of federal money, which is quite an investment. The Coon Rapids Trail, half of $500,000, half $1 million, also leveraging a lot of local money to the regional trail system. And the Grand Rounds, lighting improvements, we didn't do the full $10 million ask. That proposal wasn't ready yet, but this money would be spent immediately for that regional trail around the city of Minneapolis. Moving on to additional projects, we'll go up the state trails. The Bloomington Old Cedar Avenue Bridge, funded at the $2 million amount. That's a state asset, one that we should have paid for long ago, and will be able to be repaired virtually immediately for bicycle access across the Minnesota River. And the South St. Paul Arch Bridge, they had asked for $800,000. The author assured us that we could still do that for $500,000, and so we agreed to fund that project as well. Moving on to state trails, which would be the previous page to your bill, page number 14, or the bottom of page 1 on your spreadsheet. The total amount that we're asking for state trails is $13,520,000. I'll list the bottom item first. As we said originally, that $4 million is what we wanted for rehabilitation of state trails. Many of us know that those trails are in great disrepair around the state. We wanted to make sure we invested in the trails that we already had, and so we kept that at $4 million. But moving to the top of the bill in your spreadsheet, the Gateway Trail, there was a, it says tunnel. We really are still building a bridge there. And we saw how dangerous that intersection was, and that will connect a very busy trail that's very dangerous. Now, the Paul Bunyan State Trail, this is $2 million is the last segment of that. That will be the longest state trail when that's completed in the whole state, one of the busiest trails. Representative Howe's bill. The North Shore Gitchigami Trail, a very popular trail. That, too, is ready to go, $1.6 million. The Great River Ridge Trail in the southeast part of the state. That is ready to be paved. That all will be spent this year. And Minnesota River Trail, we needed to invest in the southwestern portion of the state, and this is the project that was furthest along. And the committee decided to invest the money there, also leveraging a lot of additional resources. The Chester Woods Trail, again in the southeast, that project is also ready to go. Pavement will be laid this year and completing a link there. Two portions of the Root River Trail on the eastern end for $100,000 and $250,000. Again, connecting up portions that are currently disconnected. The Millstown Trail, we did two separate versions of that, or two separate portions right in the city of Faribault, and then Lake Billsby over to Cannon Falls, trying to complete that trail that we've invested considerable resources in already. The Heartland Trail, we will continue to extend that westward from Park Rapids towards Moorhead. The $500,000 won't get us there, but that's an important trail in the northwestern portion of the state, the only investment we're making there, and that's want to continue that trail to the border. And with that, that's all of our state trails in the bill. If there's any questions at all, let's move on.
One of the things I just recast was line 36 of this Lake Vermilion State Park Access System. This is the number I did get from Deputy Commissioner Meyer. This will fund, their belief is this will fund the acquisition and the amount of work that can be done in this biennium. They obviously would like to do things in future bienniums, but this covers this biennium. Let me just say a little bit about the Pollution Control Agency. The most troubling part of this bill is the closed landfill program, and it's very hard to deal with. And the reason is because with regard to the Washington County landfill, there is no decision about how to clean it up. There are clearly different opinions, strongly held opinions. So what we did was we put some money toward it and then said that the money is available once the community and the PCA come to an agreement. And that is going to cost more than that, but there's no question about it, but that will come after the time the folks have decided what they're going to do. With that, Rim Reserve and Rim and...
Thank you. The on the spreadsheet, Rim Reserve, we have increased the amount going to Rim Reserve. Our rationale for that, we met in the Wetlands, Watersheds, and Buffers Subcommittee, had testimony from the Federal Natural Resources Conservation Service that there is federal funds that may be available to match. We could match $1.4 for every dollar that we can invest in RIM. That's an opportunity that is very limited. There's the $60 million are sitting there until March 15th under the temporary extension of the Farm Bill. So even if we are unable to capture that money, there's still that leveraging for Wetland Reserve Program for the reinvestment of soda. We have the governor recommended $20 million plus $1.8 in general fund. We asked if in the past that the technical assistance had been paid with general fund or general obligation, and it has been done with general obligation in the past. So we have not provided any general fund in the Bowser part. We have taken the technical assistance up to 10% to be paid out of general obligation. We have, and you can look in the delete all, we have language on harvesting, rider language on harvesting of existing RIM land, land that's out there right now, harvesting with the option for biofuels, cellulosic production, cellulosic ethanol production. And then in addition, we have provided restoration dollars for existing RIM lands, and with new RIM lands providing for part of the management plan that harvest can be there. So on top of what Representative Wagenius had discussed with wildlife management areas, we are having the potential for harvesting at management on existing RIM and new RIM acres. And the purpose of that is to jumpstart to make available right now feedstock for cellulosic ethanol and still have the environmental benefits of carbon sequestration, water quality protection, wildlife habitat. Local government road replacement, we have $4.575 million that's funded for restoring wetlands mitigation with when roads are completed, roads and bridges. We do the same thing there in terms of the harvestability for the native prairies that are established. And in addition, we are taking the technical assistance out of the general obligation bonds rather than providing general funding. We create a third category of clean water legacy projects. There are
three projects there, the Grass Lake Project and the Lake Sitlo Watershed Project and the Minnesota Watershed District Grant. And each of those has to have matching funds in order for them to be completed. And so the total is $48 million for the Board of Water and Storm Resources.
You will see that we funded the Metropolitan Regional Park at the original ask time. Two parks in St. Paul that we, I think many of us have seen, the Springbrook Nature Center, the St. Paul Van Arch Bridge, and the Father Hennepin Park Grant. So that is our total, and we are open for questions. We'll be open for questions tomorrow, too. It takes a little while for these things to settle in. We will have this bill before us tomorrow. Is there questions now? And if they're not, otherwise I would like to renew my motion to amend House File 2957, which is a read-off D3.
Members, the motion to amend is before us. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The amendment is adopted. I keep thinking there should be questions. Madam Chair.
Well, if you're not questions, I just want to thank staff for doing all the work on this. This was very, very difficult to put together so quickly. It's nice work and we really appreciate it. So thank you.
We are adjourned. Thank you all.